League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hello and welcome back to Tip TV. I'm Matt Brown. This is the Tip TV educational segment. And I'm joined today by Corvin Cordelia, who is the founding partner of CCFX. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Matt. How are you?
Very well, thank you. So lots going on in the market at the moment, and there's a lot of key events that could potentially move the market to the upside or the downside. So we're going to discuss today those particular events and how investors and traders should actually approach them, and the best way to actually trade the big announcements that we're going to see over the coming weeks. So starting off, what announcements do you think are really going to move the markets over the coming weeks and potentially month?
Well, of course, we've got the two upcoming elections, one in France this weekend and then the UK election in June. We also have the FOMC statement coming out today, though a lot of people think they're not going to move. But what's interesting is, given the fact that you haven't had such good economic numbers, how are the markets going to move going forward? What's really interesting at the moment is a lot of markets are on knife's edge. You have the old adage in stock markets, sell in May and go away. And as we can see, the S&P is very toppy at the moment, barely trying to make it to 2,400. Can't see really how it's going to go. I mean, we've had some very good earnings announcements last week and hopefully coming up this week as well. On the currency side, the big one, of course, is France this weekend. And so what we saw 1.5 weeks ago was when the outcome was actually a more centrist candidate versus a far-right candidate. The markets had a relief rally. The euro, it got by 200 points, moved up to 109.20. So the question is, what will happen this weekend? And I think the interesting thing here is to try to anticipate it, especially given what we've seen in the outcomes last year, Brexit and then the Trump election, is to try to anticipate it. You might get into a situation where you have big gaps, and you might not get filled, and it's just going to be a whole world of pain. So the best idea is to wait and see the outcome. But most likely what you're going to see either way is a follow-through on the momentum. So if Le Pen wins, you know, she wants to abolish the euro. She wants to maybe get out of the eurozone if the European Union doesn't conform to her expectations. And that's just going to be a complete collapse. So you can imagine the euro just dumping. But it's going to do so violently, not just over a period of 10 minutes, but it's going to be a protracted move. So, you know, ample opportunity after the event. Should Macron win? Probably another 200-300 pips to the upside. But again, you can always exploit that move after the event on Monday, on Sunday night, rather than trying to put some stops in, because usually in FX, you have these gaps over the weekend, and you're not going to get filled.
So, for example, I haven't got a trade on. I'm looking at the euro. I've made a decision, be it Le Pen or Macron. Should I be putting a trade on Friday ahead of the announcement on Sunday, or, as you've already mentioned, something called gaps, which scares me as an investor, or should I be waiting, then, you're saying, until Monday and see where that move actually goes?
So a lot of people who focus on the intraday side of things, and intra-week side of things, certainly the fund I ran before we used to do that, are very hesitant when it comes to weekends. They don't want to keep risk because you have these gap moves. And you can do historical analyses, and then you see, oh, maybe during the financial crisis in 2008, we saw some big gaps, like 100, 150. But that gap for euro dollar this weekend was actually pretty hefty and off the chart. So if you want to put in stop orders to exploit that, very few people have that kind of mentality to put their stop orders 200 pips from where the market is currently at. So anywhere narrower than that, you might not get filled, at which point, whatever loss you believe you'd make, you might not make. And the gap to the downside can be much, much more extreme. I mean, retail investors just don't have access to that interbank market that opens much earlier Sunday when New Zealand, Auckland comes online. So it's quite dangerous. And as I said, unlike the efficient market hypothesis, which states that information is immediately absorbed and prices come to some equilibrium immediately after the fact, that's not true. And we can see that, especially with big momentum moves intraday, they tend to follow through. So the best method is to just wait and see what the outcome is.
Good stuff. And with regards to Donald Trump, we've already mentioned the Brexit vote. It seems the bigger moves are when the market is caught wrong-footed.
Of course, because everybody then rushes to the door. You know, if I mean, imagine this: if the market goes the way everybody believes, or the event, then everybody's already positioned. Mm-hmm. But all of a sudden, if it goes the other way, it's like having a big whale trying to squeeze through a very small door. It's just not going to look pretty. It's going to be pretty nasty and, you know, explosive. Mm-hmm. So that's exactly what happened on a whole bunch of these different outcomes. And also on the day that Trump was elected, you saw the big spike in almost all markets either way, the confusion and then the rally post that, and Brexit was even more dramatic. So yes, these kinds of events, you shouldn't trade them because it ultimately turns out to be a gamble. The way you should think about trading is that you're not in it, it's not a sprint, you're not in it to get this right. Mm-hmm. You're in it over the long run to make a series of decisions that on average give you an edge. And you know, one thing I always reiterate is people, when they think of a great investor, think of Buffett. And so a good proxy for that is Berkshire Hathaway. When you look at Berkshire Hathaway and you say, hey, you know, this guy had like 3-4 50% drawdowns. Mm-hmm. So his thing wasn't, oh, get it right and have a straight continuous line up, which is impossible. His was, over the long run, I want to make money. And that's true for almost any trading outfit. And so right now, you shouldn't be obsessed about getting this right because you want to prove that you have some sort of superior knowledge and ego, etc. You should just say, I want to preserve my capital. And actually, it's much easier to make money in very boring times than in exciting times.
To make money slowly is the kind of key mantra, but,
yes,
but consistently.
Consistently.
Make it. And you mentioned the word gamble, and it does seem sometimes, you know, even we discussed off air, trading non-farm payrolls can be a casino because it's black or red. You don't know what the number's going to be. But the market's quite efficient as well with risk reward. So if the gamble is against the market, the moves are going to be greater if that comes to fruition. So you're going to be rewarded, but it is less likely to happen. So they're greater odds, but the chance of you losing are greater, obviously.
No, it's interesting you mentioned odds. So one good way of thinking of that is, what's your edge in predicting the outcome? Mm-hmm. And that's almost 50-50. And you taking slippage into account, it's just a losing proposition. On the other hand, what's the edge in following the market through post the event? And there, by just looking at previous events, you see that you do have an edge because it's not just, yeah, you have sort of a various scale or hierarchy of market participants. You've got the nimble ones, the hedge funds, maybe the retail traders, then the bigger speculative positions. But there's also real money, you know, pension funds, insurance companies, treasury companies. I mean, you know, even Microsoft has a big FX department, mm-hmm, where they shift, you know, lots of money around. They're not going to execute those positions 5 minutes after non-farm payrolls. Mm-hmm. If non-farm payrolls leads to some sort of policy change from the Fed, and that becomes apparent in their minutes, and then all of a sudden you have a shift in kind of direction of dollar flow, then these companies are going to come in. This is like a 1 or 2 week decision-making process that can be triggered by an event like non-farm payrolls if it's completely abysmal. But that also means that momentum follows through. And this is interesting about momentum in terms of one of those behavioral anomalies of the market. It's the factor that has managed to persist across various asset classes for a very, very long time, regardless of the number of academics who have written about this subject. Because people tend to say, oh, you know, some feature gets arbed out of the market. Mm-hmm. Well, for some cases, it doesn't. And certainly for momentum on various different timescales, that's not true.
So just to summarize, finally, to trade these numbers, what would you do? What was the key for traders now sitting ahead of these big events coming out?
Well, also look at the volatility you've seen in the market. You know, at the moment, as I said, everything's on knife's edge. I mean, the S&P is just sort of oozing along at 2,390. Euro dollar is not moving either way. Sterling doesn't know what to do either. He wants to go up to 129.20. Well, now it's 128.80. Are you really going to make money on 40 pip days? You're not. You're going to make money when the market follows through. Mm-hmm. So have the patience to see what happens and then pile in which way the market goes, because that's usually a very strong indication of what will happen next.
Colvin, founding partner of CCFX, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thanks, Matt.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Heat up your backyard with a new fire pit. Our fire pit bundle includes everything you need. Concrete landscape blocks, steel ring insert, pea gravel, and adhesive. All bundled together to make your project quick and easy. Visit us today in-store or on Menards.com and save big on our full selection of fire pit projects and accessories today. Save big.